From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has congratulated Iraq, its prime minister, and security forces for liberating the city of Mosul from Islamic State. The prime minister declared victory over ISIS Monday in taking back the city Islamic State had declared the capital of its caliphate in Iraq. Mr. Trump said the U.S. grieves for the thousands of Iraqis who suffered and died at the hands of Islamic State, along with the loss of the heroic soldiers, the Kurdish fighters who gave their lives. He says we honor their sacrifice. Egyptian police say that they killed six suspected members of the Islamic State in a shootout. Security forces were carrying out a raid Monday on the militants' apartment hideout when the gunfight broke out. All six suspected militants were killed. Police say they found a bomb, five automatic weapons, and ammunition. They also found IS propaganda material containing the concepts and slogans of the group. The New York Times reports that the man who set up a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney last year indicated in an email to Trump that the Russian government was the source of information that might hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. The Times said its story was based on information from three people with knowledge of the email, and that the message from a publicist, Rob Goldstone, told Trump that the material was part of a Russian government effort to help his father, Donald Trump, defeat Hillary Clinton. The meeting apparently the first contact between senior Trump campaign officials and Russian interests during the campaign came 2 weeks after Trump won the Republican presidential nomination. And it was weeks before WikiLeaks began releasing emails embarrassing to Hillary Clinton. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.